With Planet Comic-Con coming to Kansas City this weekend, it's a good time to show appreciation for what nerds, geeks, and other assorted dweebs have done for musical culture. It's easy to make fun of them, but let's not forget that nerds are the driving force of our digital lives, and the potential for a nerd overthrow of our musical power structure is unlimited. Nerds are a group I can identify with, social outcasts, driven by their own introversion down deep rabbit holes of esoteric fantasy. Groups of like-minded misfits desperate to escape the constraints of conventional social structures. From these minds have come all sorts of geek music genres, like nerdcore, science fiction folk, and Time Lord rock. Most of it is not very good, but that's because it comes from the same low-budget DIY culture that spawned cosplay and Star Trek fantasy fiction. The uneven quality is part of its charm. But the limited commercial appeal gives the artists freedom to explore mind-bogglingly arcane pursuits. The results can be remarkable, like Nintendocore, from musicians who have hacked old game systems to make electronic music, and Electro Swing, which exists in an alternative retro-futurist universe where shellac records from the 20s are pieced together into electronic dance music. Innovation comes from living within the possibilities of alternative realities. Music like this shows that a future nerd aesthetic is much more likely than a zombie apocalypse. For KMUW, I'm Mark Fuller.
We welcome you into this week's Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher. Thanks for having me.
And I think, you know, I love musicians. You guys are fantastic. But I think on some level, really to be a groundbreaking, successful musician, you have to be kind of a nerd.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. Yeah, we're all geeks. We all geek out on our instruments, the techniques involved. We spend hours alone in a practice room geeking out, and it's very much a rabbit hole.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at some of, I guess, the nerdiest of the nerds. Boy, this first one I sure didn't know about, but you've got a group here called Harry and the Potters.
Yeah, this is the first band of a whole line of Harry Potter based geek music. It's a whole genre, and these guys are the first, as far as I know. This is from 2003, a tune called Save Ginny Weasley. And yeah, this is probably the geekiest one I could think of. They're really into it. It's a little rough around the edges, but they've got such pure hearts. They're doing this with such sincerity. You got to love it. The wizard rock genre was really big about 10 years ago. At the height of it, there was an annual Rockstock festival.
That's rock, W-R-O-C-K.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we going to have to save the school again? We've got to save Ginny Weasley from the basilisk. We've got to save the school from that unseen horror. We've got to save Ginny Weasley from the basilisk. We've got to save Ginny Weasley from the basilisk. We've got to save the school from that unseen horror. We've got to save.
This next group, I'll let you pronounce their name, but I really love that this kind of thing happens. It's an example of Nintendo Core.
Yeah, Anamanaguchi. They're really one of my favorite bands right now because they're so pure into this the genre that's called chiptunes, where they'll hack Game Boy systems and get the raw sounds out of them. They can program them. It's pretty geeky. This is a tune, unapologetically geeky. It's called Helix Nebula from an album Power Supply from 2006.
A lot of people probably familiar on some level with steampunk. I didn't realize there was a musical movement, though, associated with it.
Yeah, and this is one of the most popular bands from the whole steampunk movement. It's a band called Abney Park, which has been around, 10 or 15 years, something like that. They're very much into this style where there's this retro, quasi-Victorian alternative future that they live in. They certainly don't live in our world right now. Their minds are elsewhere. But this album, Lost Horizons from 2008, has this tune, Airship Pirates, which pretty much says where they're coming from.
I love this. Another, like the Harry Potter themed music, another type of music that I just wasn't familiar with, Time Lord Rock.
Time Lord Rock, yeah, all inspired by Doctor Who, a bunch of indie rock people. This is, one of the best, in my opinions, a band called Chameleon Circuit. Probably some arcane reason why it's called that. I don't get the reference, but, you know. Anyway, this is their self-titled album from 2009. A tune called Regenerate Exterminate.
Yeah, I think anybody familiar with Doctor Who is going to get the reference there in the title.
Yeah, I even get that.
If one of us dies, then the other will too. I am locked in war with you. Exterminate, regenerate, and thought you always you are fate. Just keep fighting on and on while time keeps turning. Regenerate, exterminate, and even though we are the same, why don't you hop into your ship and leave me burning? Men, we have our contrasts. We're all exactly the same class, and our constant companion is death. Look at you, fashioning people into weapons. How
something else that I really enjoy here with MC Frontalot. You say this is nerdcore about the singularity.
Yeah, right. MC Frontalot, he dresses like a nerd. He's bald. He wears a tie. You can tell he works in a cubicle farm somewhere. He wears the button-down short-sleeve shirts. And just unapologetically nerdy. He wears the plastic rim glasses and stuff. This is a tune called Zero Day from 2010. And it's about the singularity, which, as you know, is the point at which technology takes over humans.
When it comes, if you're touching on an interface, you steady your thumbs, since you might have to jump shit quick. The sting stuns, it isn't designed to destroy, it's just how it runs. I sing fun songs, but this here is a warning that the exploit's open, and it might sound corny, but I give a damn about the state of the earth. Expect a hacker has to wreck it just to teach it what it's worth.
First day, it's already too late.
And of course, we should recognize that this whole nerdy music type of thing isn't a new phenomenon. We can go all the way back, well, probably even further, but we're definitely going to talk about Kraftwerk.
Yeah, these are the ultimate nerds, aren't they? Kraftwerk, pocket calculator from the album Computerwelt from 1981.
We'll leave you there with the pocket calculator. Mark, thank you. This was a lot of fun. Thanks as always.
Live long and prosper.
Peace and long life, Mark.
Pressing down a special key.